An experimental COVID-19 pill has shown positive preliminary results. The pill significantly reduced virus in subjects in mid-stage study after 5 days of treatment. Further study of the experimental antiviral is underway. If it proves capable of treating people with COVID-19 who show symptoms, the drug would bolster a limited arsenal of treatments and be the first oral antiviral against the disease. Infectious disease experts say that the experimental drug named molnupiravir could fill a key role by helping people who are sick at home, serving the same kind of role that's performed by Tamiflu for the flu.
All the new vaccine delivery alternatives are in the early to mid stages of development and clinical testing, which means it might be months or years before they are ready. However, if they are successful, these technologies could mean that booster vaccine doses might arrive in the mail one day. Vaccines can be kept on a shelf and administered even at home.
Wow, that's so cool. Now, vaccines could more easily be sent to the most remote or poor communities around the world without the necessity of complicated storage and trained medical staff. So we're definitely going to continue to watch that, but that's such a neat story. So
absolutely.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, these alternatives are next level, I'd say.
Yeah, they certainly are. Just as a reminder that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs?
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at NoiseFilter on Instagram, NoiseFilterNola on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to NoiseFilterShow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving. And remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, your host of News from the Boo and also one of KBOO's interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO. It's a show for our listeners and our volunteers and our members and our fans, anyone who wants to learn about what's going on inside KBOO. First thing is give a big thank you to everybody who tuned in on Monday evening to listen to the world premiere of the radio play, The Strange Case of Nick M. by Imago Theater. That was a partnership we did with them to premiere their theater work. Since their theaters are closed right now, it was great for us to be able to at least get some radio theater on there, some original radio theater, just exclusively on KBOO. So thank you again to everybody who tuned in and to Imago Theater for bringing such awesome programming to our airwaves. That was just one of three radio theater plays that KBOO will be premiering during 2021 with Imago. So stay tuned, because this summer, the date is TBD, we will be premiering yet another radio theater play by them. So tune in for that. More information about Imago's radio theater plays can be found on their website at imagotheater.com, so you can read all about like our collaboration there. Some other programming announcements. Make sure you tune in for the month of May for Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. We're going to be having special programming every Friday evening in May from 7 to 8 p.m. With programming that focuses on the API, APA community. So tune in for that. Then another special day of programming we have coming up is on May 26th. We'll be having a whole day that's scheduled towards programming that's produced for and by youth. So make sure you tune in for that. May 26th, we'll have a whole schedule out a little bit later once we have it all locked down. Another big thank you I got to give is to everybody who's contributed to our spring drive so far. As of today, or at least when I'm recording this, we've raised over $28,000 so far. We have a $60,000 goal, so we're just about halfway there. So thank you everyone who has donated so far. Our membership drives are the heart of KBOO's operational fundraising. So help KBOO out if you're not already a member or want to renew your membership. Again, you just go to our website at kboo.fm and you can click on that donate button, or you can also text KBOO to the phone number 44321. And also don't forget that it's a good time to give, because thanks to the generosity of an anonymous group of donors that came together, they created a $10,000 match, which means that when you support KBOO, your donation will be doubled, to match dollar for dollar up to this $10,000. So take advantage of that right now and help KBOO reach its goal. So thank you also very much to our anonymous group of donors that pulled their funds together just to help incentivize you, our listeners, and our potential future members or renewing members to give today, because who doesn't want their dollar doubled? I think that that's a pretty good motivation right there. Other ways you can help support KBOO. Don't forget that you can also show your support by wearing your support for KBOO. We got our KBOO Earth Day t-shirt is still available. It's a green t-shirt that has a tree with our KBOO tower in the middle of it, and it says, plant the seeds, defend the roots. It was originally for our Earth Day programming. It's still available, but it is limited edition. And that you only have about a week left to buy the shirt. So before it is gone from KBOO's website and unavailable for purchase, so get this very exclusive limited edition KBOO t-shirt today. You'll find that on the front of our website. Again, that's kboo.fm. And remember that all the proceeds from the sale of these shirts go right back to KBOO. So it's a fun way to show your support for community-powered radio. All right, other stuff that is coming up with KBOO, an announcement for our volunteers, is that KBOO is going to be having our annual volunteer appreciation party. Woohoo! We skipped it in 2020 because, you know, 2020. But we're hoping that this summer that we're going to be able to have a actual volunteer appreciation party. If you've been at KBOO for a while, I'm sure you remember we used to have them in the back room. But this year, we are planning an event for Saturday, June 26th. And the location and time and all the details are TBD. But we just want to let people know that we've planned something. It's going to be an outside event in a public park. We know that much. And so we hope that people can join us. We will give more details as we know more through our all-volunteer emails, so check your inbox. We'll also be having stuff on the website, so write it down. Saturday, June 26th, KBOO Volunteer Appreciation Party. This will be our first time being able to gather as a station ever since we shut down, so we know that everyone's really eager to find a way to do a little bit of KBOO hangout. You know, we're trying to figure out all the COVID safety measures around distancing and how many people we can have at the event. So we're figuring out all the details, which reminds me that we're also looking for volunteers who want to help with planning for that day or to just help assist with that day. So if you are available or interested in helping out with the volunteer appreciation party, send an email to the volunteer coordinator at volunteer@kboo.org. Let them know, hey, I want to help out. And that would help us out. That would help staff out with making sure that we have the kind of event that is fun and safe and a great in-person way to show appreciation for everything we've been going through. A little bit of warning, as everybody knows, because it is COVID, we're hoping it can happen on that date. And, you know, we're just going to have to watch what's happening with COVID at the time. But that's our plan. We're moving forward with it, but we will keep people updated. Okay, other announcements for our volunteers is to make sure to check, as I said before, your all-volunteer email that got sent to your inbox, I believe, yesterday. We have some classes listed in there. For example, we got the May newsroom orientation. That's this Thursday, May 6th from 5:30 to 6:30. And then we have our FCC basics class where you learn all the FCC rules and other legal issues in radio. That's on Friday, May 7th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have the programming essentials class. That's a class for anyone who's interested in having a show or is about to have a show put on the air, and it's just about all those requirements that we have for our programming volunteers. That's being held on Thursday, May 13th at 4 p.m. Then the writing for radio class for the month of May is being held on Thursday, May 13th at 5:30 p.m. And then we have an introduction to audio editing on Monday, May 17th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. And then our last class in May is news editing in Audacity on May 18th. If you want to register for any of those classes, check out your all-volunteer email. So again, check your inbox. Look for the all-volunteer email, and you will see how you can attend one of those classes right there. Next, a reminder to our members, volunteers, board members, that we do have some committee meetings coming up. Tomorrow night is the engineering committee meeting. That happens at 7 o'clock. Then we have our personal governance committee on Monday, May 10th at 6 p.m., followed by the programming advisory committee the next day on Tuesday, May 11th at 6 p.m. And then we have our development committee meeting on Monday, the 24th at 4:30, followed by the monthly KBOO board meeting at 6 p.m. If you are interested in attending any of the KBOO board meetings, you can find a link for that and all of our committee meeting links on our website, kboo.fm. Just look under the menu item that says Get Involved. And a quick announcement in the personnel department, KBOO is hiring for a development director as well as a membership director right now. So go to our website for more details or complete details around the job description and how to apply for that, kboo.fm/employment. Honey, make sure to also do a quick announcement for our board is that KBOO Board of Directors is always open to hearing from anyone who is interested in running for a seat on the KBOO board. We do have some openings coming up in our next election this fall. So right now is the time to reach out to our board if you are interested in getting involved. Just send an email over to board@kboo.org and they can get you more information about what it is to be involved in KBOO's board. We're always looking for people with board experience, and you don't necessarily have to be a volunteer at KBOO or have any experience with KBOO. We just want you to be someone who believes in KBOO and believes in the mission and what we do. So let us know who you are. Again, you can send an email to board@kboo.org. Well, that's all I got for News from the Boo this week. Just some quick announcements. So thank you so much for tuning in. News from the Boo is on every Wednesday at 5:45 right after the news, which means we'll be talking to you again next week. Thanks for tuning in.
You know, it's not all.